Was it stealing grain or just taking what was rightfully yours? The answer to that question depended on whether you were talking to a federal judge or a farmer. It's part of our Best of 2019 series, and it's next on The American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine.
It was Washington's birthday, 1981. Wayne Kreitz and many other farmers had just crossed a line of FBI agents and federal marshals protecting the bankrupt elevator in Ristine, Missouri. Kreitz was there to remove the beans he had stored. However, a federal judge said the beans were to be sold to pay the elevator's debts. Wayne contended they were still his beans, and he had every right to remove them against the judge's orders.
We had everything we needed to load that grain out. I anticipated that, and if they blocked us any other way, I was going to form a bucket brigade and bucket them beans, whatever it took to get my grain out of that elevator.
They spent 2 days loading grain on trucks of farmers who had come in support.
We had 78 trucks loaded with grain and a wheelbar. Guy from Oklahoma didn't have a truck, and he wanted to be there and participate. So he throwed an old wheelbar in the back of one of the trucks coming from Oklahoma, and he had it up there.
Wayne got federal marshals to agree that only those who drove their trucks out of the elevator would have their names and pictures taken. An agent named Glenn had affirmation from Washington, D.C. that all others would be considered as not having been present.
Later on, Glenn told me that this is the first time in the history of this country that he knew of a people were granted amnesty while the crime was being permitted.
He took the beans to an MFA elevator in Burney, Missouri. But when MFA was ordered by the judge not to pay Wayne for the beans, he and the farmers later went back and removed those beans. But they had nowhere to go.
The judge had put out a court order that any elevator that accepted any of this grain was going to be considered part of the conspiracy.
You can hear our full interview on our Farming the Countryside podcast, episode 53. It's free at your favorite app store or the AgriTalk app. Traveling the Countryside in Puxico, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.